Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back with you live in the Kia Studios on Dukes and Bell. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes, hanging out on this Thursday afternoon as we get ready for NBA free agency. And the new league year is going to start tomorrow. And Mike, we just got word about a big, big story that is coming down the pike in the NBA right now.
Yeah, Kyrie opts in, but Durant wants to be traded. And if you know anything, for those who don't follow the NBA, Kevin Durant generally likes to go somewhere where there's kind of a degree of, well, I don't know, established stars. Let's say two all-stars in the backcourt. How about Durant coming to the A?
I mean,
it's not, guys, it's not impossible in the sense that you and I joked around, I think, on Monday, it would be 1,000-1. But when you start to look at what we're and how we're constructing, now granted, you'd have to trade everyone to the New York, to the Brooklyn Nets. You'd have to trade DeAndre Hunter. You'd have to trade John Collins. You know, I mean, it would be not much bench-wise, but we've seen that work before when big threes are put together.
Oh, I agree. I mean, listen, the buzz, if you had DeJounte Murray, you had Trae Young, and you had Kevin Durant, I mean,
the point we always come back to with Durant, because there's people in Atlanta, and not everybody, we don't certainly, but there's guys that have this inferiority complex about the A. Well, guys don't want to come here. Well, we've already established that's nonsense. Now you start thinking about, well, where else could Durant go that makes sense? Chicago? You know, they start to get jammed up on the cap themselves because Zach LaVine.
Knicks, yeah. I mean, the Knicks just cleared a bunch of cap space.
Right, but still not a winner. And Thibodeau runs everybody into the ground.
Right. And by the way, does he want that media up in New York? That's been the other thing is
Durant could come here. We always joked around. We've said this a million times, John, about Atlanta media. If you come down here from a city like New York, Chicago, or Philly, it's not a knock on Atlanta, guys. It's just we're a soft sports town. Writers don't go in on guys until they've already been traded or they leave or are cut. We're a very soft town. The only guys that have balls are you, me, and Carl. You know what I mean? To be straight, Andy, too, and Randy, the guys. But there's nobody in this town that really tells it like it is. So the point we're getting to is coming from New York to here would be like a Swedish massage for Durant as far as dealing with the media.
Absolutely. It would be as easy as could be, and you don't have to have that rat race every single day that you do up in, even in Brooklyn. I mean, even in places like that, it's not the day-to-day grind and everything. And look, by the way, the Vegas odds were that the third most likely landing spot for Durant if he was getting out of Brooklyn would be the Atlanta Hawks. Take that for what you will, but even Vegas says there's a chance.
All right, guys, here's what we're going to do. We've done this before, and sometimes it works. We did this with Alex Mack, but we're telling the Falcon fans to tweet to the Falcons they wanted Alex Mack. You can go directly to Kevin Durant yourself and go to the man. You just go to at Twitter, at KD.
Don't say anything bad.
No, again, don't be stupid, but go to at KD Trey5. And you can do stuff. I just popped one of those memes with Welcome to Atlanta. So just, hey, KD, have you considered? Let's start a grassroots effort, Squid Billy, to get Atlanta fans on board to get KD to come down here where I'd be truly appreciated. And then no one's going to catfish you.
By the way,
if you want to have burner accounts, we don't care. Just come down here and do your thing.
Just for reference, so everybody knows, he's a $44 million cap hit this year, $48 next year, $51 the year after, and $55 in 25-26. So you've got four more controllable years. Assuming he wants to play for your franchise,
right.
You have four more controllable years of Kevin Durant.
But we do, as you said, I know there's guys in their cars that go, get out of here. Look, It's not the craziest darn thing when you consider what we did by making this trade with the Spurs. It's just not. It just turns us into a much more viable contender, big time.
Oh, no question. Look, he's still the best offensive player in the NBA. Sorry.
And you'd have to give up everything, but sure. Tell me it wouldn't be worth it. We'll figure it out, okay? We'll figure it out.
If I've got Murray, Trey, and Durant, I can figure out anything from there.
Now, this, you know, the Deshaun Watson thing would have been like, we would have been in cap hell for a couple of years. You know.
You'd have been in cap hell and had no draft picks or nothing.
Right. That's the one thing, because you still would need the draft picks to get back to getting to square. Well, that was our argument back in March about that whole scenario. This is completely different.
To get Durant, it's not about draft picks. It's about it's about players that can help Brooklyn
matching
out.
Up the money, and they would want John Collins. But the thing is, you got to hope, again, this is pie in the sky, but just real quick, we'll get to the NFL Blitz here, that they're interested in DeAndre Hunter. Because that would be a certain, but not maybe some teams are as pragmatic about him as we are about what he is.
Okay, but if I'm getting Kevin Durant,
I don't give a crap. Yeah. I'm just saying the Nets got to be interested.
Oh yeah, no, listen.
Bye. Have him. He can't stay healthy. Have him. You can take him.
No, that's what I'm saying. Do the Nets feel that way about him?
Well, if you have Hunter, Collins, and whatever Herter,
Red Velvet,
then you're gonna have to have a package like that to get the Brooklyn Nets to say, okay, that sounds good to us.
Right. And again, I don't – some guy just hit us up on the text line said about Bogey. Well, Bogey at this stage of his career is not that marketable. They're moving money, but that would be interesting to see if they were even interested in that.
Listen, they would want to get younger. You've got Kyrie who's not young. You've got Ben Simmons now there. It would make sense if you want Collins and Hunter and guys like that. So we'll see. Listen, it's fun to speculate about doing things like this because – why not Atlanta?
Yeah. Now, the thing is, I love Okongwu. I know that I really don't want to part with him. But you could also – I mean, Capella is still in his next contract. What, two more years left on Capella's deal?
2 years, yes.
And let's try to win a championship in the next 2 years. Hey. By the way, it is out there. Sean Marks, the Nets GM, working with Kevin Durant and his business manager on finding a trade for Durant, ESPN's Woj reporting.
If it's Durant, there's nobody – you've got Murray, you've got Trey. Everybody else is expendable now. If we're talking Kevin Durant, everybody's expendable. Hell, I'll give him Nate McMillan if that's what they want.
Guy says, here it's IR Franlin says, you know, you have to have five players on the court at all times. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Durant's like having two guys at once, so we'll figure it all out.
Our owner is on record saying he would go into the luxury tax to win a championship. What? This is what kills me.
I know. I said it to start the segment.
Atlanta fans throw out the most ridiculous things on the face of the earth, and let's get them. Half these people that are saying no to Durant want Julio back right now. It makes no sense.
Nah, it just there's certain guys in this town. I mean, if they would literally, seriously, they'd win the lottery and they'd lose the lottery ticket. You know, what's the old Sicilian proverb? You're walking around like with a ham under your arm and your belly aching. You got no bread.
Right.
You know what I mean? Come on. I mean, get with the program here, guys. This is a game changer, and we're talking. You know, I wish we could go get LeBron James. No, this is actually something that could occur.
Well, for everybody that wants to play the young guys, you wouldn't have no choice but to play young guys at that point.
Yes, and they would be forced.
Yes.
Okay, the Skyhawks would have
ahead.
The Skyhawks would be your reserves, and then hopefully hold. Yeah, they might all be like -21 or something. But guess what? This is something if this did ever cross the desk of Schlenk and company, you got to pull the trigger, no matter what it takes.
Oh, I guarantee that they've explored. I guarantee that they're having exploratory talks. You don't have a team that you think is ready to win now and not have those kind of talks. All right, let's get to our NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, we go into day three of Deshaun Watson. And, of course, we don't know how long this thing is going to last. We don't know when the judgment will come down. We talked to Amy Dasha yesterday. Here's her talking about the punishment from Watson she still thinks could exceed a year.
I think it could easily be more than a year, and I think that's why we're seeing this language being reported of an indefinite suspension, because if you think about the number of games that are recommended under the discipline policy, the minimum is 6 per allegation when it involves sexual assault. So if you were to do a year, you're talking about discipline in only 2 or 3 cases potentially, and you've got 24 accusers. And that's not to say that he may receive no discipline, because the arbitrator may find the evidence is not convincing enough for any discipline, and that can't be contested. But if the arbitrator decides to even discipline in 5 cases, that's 30 games. So, you know, not to say that the arbitrator is going to give 6 in every single case, but if it involves sexual assault, that's what the discipline policy calls for.
And it's certainly a possibility. Amy does a great job of breaking it down. The whole interview is online at Odyssey.com. It's just the NFL has got it down to, what, five cases that they're looking at specifically.
Yes.
And these are the ones that the most would be the most egregious. And they've got a lot. Look, the latitude here for the league and the Players Association, obviously the Players Association, you know, they go low and the league goes high. They want no games, and the league's looking at anywhere from a year to a year and a half. So what do you think when the rubber hits the road we'll be looking at?
I think it's going to get a year, and I think this is going to get through pretty quickly, because I think the thing you have to understand, too, is, Mike, we're just a few weeks away from training camps opening up, and the Browns want to know what's going to happen to him. Are we going to have him, not going to have him? I think the league wants to get this behind them, right? They don't want this thing lingering into preseason and training camp and Watson's here, and, right. I mean, whatever's going to happen, they want to get the story behind them, and let's go to the next step of all this. So that's why I don't think this will take very long for her to come down with that decision once they get this hopefully wrapped up by this week.
Also, guys, as Deshaun Watson is waiting to find out what his future, at least the immediate future, is going to be, who's the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? We found out the other day that Baker Mayfield is out. There was a story in the Sporting News saying that the Cleveland Browns are still trying through back channels, John, to work with Seattle or Carolina. Well, okay, good luck. It's got to make it work money-wise, but... do you kick the tires on another retread, even though Baker at one point was considered a really good quarterback? It may still be in this league if you're Carolina.
Well, it's more a matter of, again, this comes down to what the Browns are willing to pick up on Baker Mayfield's contract. They don't want to get into a situation where they personally don't want to have to pay any of his salary. They want a team to pick it all up. That's been the sticking point, is they have no problem moving on from Baker. It's just that the Browns don't want to pick up any of his $18 million salary, and teams are like, hey, if we're going to take him off your hands, you need to help us on the money.
Obviously, Browns fans are freaking out. Browns players are freaking out. It was Kareem Hunt talking with Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com. Yes, it's definitely stressful for us. It's tough because you're trying to figure out what pieces you've got for the season and the plays you want to put. You know, it's different plays for Deshaun and Jacoby, different playbook. Jacoby Brissett would be the starter without him.
Yeah. Jeez, boy.
Hey, by the way, what would Jalen Hurts be worth? Squid and you and I were talking about this today on the conference call, talking Philly about what is his deal going to look like. First off, he's got to be proven a lot more than last year. I know they made the playoffs, but I got to get more from Jalen Hurts, don't you, before we start talking money.
He's the key to if they're going to be a successful team this year. I mean, let's face it. They are loaded up on a lot of different parts. I mean, look at all the investment they made in wide receiver, right? Bringing in A.J. Brown, drafting Devontae Smith last year. Your defensive line is loaded up, ready to go. You just got to figure out if you have a quarterback or not. And right now, it's questions abound about whether or not Jalen Hurts is that guy, and are you going to give him that big money extension? Because nowadays, Mike, you know this as well as I do, that if you extend your quarterback, he ain't playing for $10 million a year.
Right.
Every quarterback wants a big money number.
Right. Now, I was, and Carl and I were big fans of Jalen Hurts. I thought he'd be like a steal where he went, because we always use that Russell Wilson kind of same thing we said for Dak Prescott. Like what we're talking about right now with Desmond Ridder, a third-round pick, and then you've got control. And if you can do it, is he worth it? I just think they've added the weapons. You know, you could argue that when he first took over the team, there was nobody there as far as wide receiver. They had a couple of tight ends. But now they've went and they've invested through the draft and free agent, and they've got guys now to throw it to. He's got to elevate his game to the next level.
Absolutely.
He's playing for what they're talking about.
Yeah, you just gave A.J. Brown $100 million, Mike.
Right.
I mean, you better have a guy who can throw him the football, and you have a high first-round draft pick in Devontae Smith. You better have somebody who can huck the football
to
those
guys.
No, but
my thinking, I like Jalen Hurts' professionalism. I like when the Alabama situation came with Tua. He was cool, saw it through, went to Oklahoma. I think he's got his head screwed on straight, but now he's just got to deliver the goods.
Well, it's okay. It's not a matter of the mental aspect.
No.
It's just,
can he
do all the things that they ask him to do, right?
Right.
I mean, he wasn't a guy that was asked to throw it 35, 40 times a game in college, right? I mean, that's it's not what he was doing in college. There's a reason why when he was at Oklahoma, he ran for about 1,700 yards that year with Oklahoma. So, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, in college was a more run-first quarterback that could throw it some. Mm. Now in the NFL, you can't get away with trying to run it all the time. You've got too much invested in wide receiver not to be able to throw it to those guys.
Hey, one last nugget in the NFL Blitz. Sean McVay, I guess, is sort of philosophical, saying if he could do it all over again, he would have handled the departure of Jared Goff a little bit better. He did an interview with Mike Silver for his Open Mic podcast. McKay was asked about it, says, that was a hard thing for me because the thing that's more important than anything else is being a good communicator. Everyone in L.A. knew that, you know, it just wasn't working, and they were very frustrated with Goff's inability to, speaking of Jalen Hurts, to deliver the goods.
Well, and he was a guy that got you to a Super Bowl, right? I mean, say what you will about Jared Goff, but he is a Super Bowl quarterback.
But he is a lot like Garoppolo in the sense that he's very exasperated.
Sure, but listen, If you can win with it, listen, all that matters in the NFL is did you win or did you not win? Doesn't matter what your stats are, they said, did you win or not win? Right. Goff got you to Super Bowl. Now, again, he's playing for one of the most dreadful franchises in the NFL right now, so hard to evaluate what he is, but he has been there.
But as McVay said, the way things went down, it's like, oh, I just happened to run into Matthew Stafford down in Cabo Wabo, and needless to say, the media took it and ran with that. It was before he could communicate to Jared Goff, and oh, by the way, you're now dead man walking with the Rams.
Yeah, again, the Rams did what they had to do to get their
Worked out pretty
Bowl.
Good.
Yeah, they did what they had to do to get their Super Bowl. And by the way, speaking of doing what we have to do, KD wants out. We want him here.
They say he wants.
Bring him here.
KD's interested in Miami or Phoenix. Okay. What about the A?
Hey, the Nets are looking for the best deal. Those teams. We're going to bring him here.
They can't sweeten the pot like we can.
We got it all broken down for you. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the history and culture of baseball's unofficial rule book with Unwritten, a new podcast hosted by Ron Darling and Jimmy Rollins. Unwritten looks at all the secrets behind the scenes, and this week they talk about how to talk to an umpire. You can download Unwritten on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Mike Bell, John Chuckrian for Carl Dukes. It is Dukes and Bell.
You know,
we want Durant. We want Durant.
Sometimes when Carl and I have these conversations, and John is filling in for Carl this week, I'm just texting with Carl back and forth. He's down on the beach, and he's like, you believe this? I mean, it's not impossible. In matter of fact, you know, unless DeAndre Ayton would be traded to the Brooklyn Nets, which would be part of a trade for and that's certainly obviously a big piece for the Nets, and that would certainly be a hell of a piece if Ben Simmons ever gets his head screwed on straight, right, with him and Kyrie, right? But we would be able to offer a John Collins. The numbers, by the way, I know everyone could go to the ESPN trade generator and put that thing together. I know. But you could actually, again, broad strokes. There's a number of ways we could make this work, certainly. Just a matter that it comes down to where does KD want to go. But it's a possible. Two things. KD could come here. KD could go to Phoenix, which means we would lose out on DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton would be an upgrade, in my estimation, from what we've got, because I think he's a push defensively with Capella to be a better scorer. And I think with what we've got in the backcourt would be pretty awesome. But, you know, you can dream, because it's not completely out of the realm, John, of the possible that Durant could actually be a part of a trade to the Hawks.
Here's what we sort of know, right? I mean, Durant has said, this is what's being reported by Woj and people that we can actually sort of trust. Durant has said that Miami and Phoenix are his wish list teams. But the Nets are saying, we want the best deal. If we're getting rid of Kevin Durant, we want the best deal possible. And that's going to be talking to more than two franchises.
Right.
I agree, Durant's got to want to go to your franchise, but you know, they're going to have, if he wants out, Brooklyn doesn't have to trade him. I mean, so you know, it's not like he's a free agent or restricted. No, he's got four more years of a deal that's going to pay him. He signed a 4 for $194, for God's sake. So he's a $50 million player out here. But the Hawks have pieces now that Now that we gave, now that we've gotten DeJounte Murray and didn't give up anything.
Right.
Anything.
Again, Gallinari guys, they were going to cut him regardless. So that's that was never going to be in the offing. That saves you some cap space. If you had to trade DeAndre Hunter and John Collins and Herter, yeah, goodbye. Done. If you're throwing Jalen Johnson, okay. You know,
right. I mean, I'll give him Harry the Hawk if that's what they want. I don't care.
I'll trade Bob Rathbun.
Oh, come on, Mike. Now, there are some things we can't step over now.
Here at the Barclays Center. Yeah, so the Hawks could certainly come with enough pieces. But if you do believe what's been reported, there's a lot of stuff that's out there, but it's Miami. Now, the thing is, you could argue Miami doesn't have the assets tradable that we have to match up. Tyler Hero, I mean, he's shown signs, but he's, despite being a guy who's, you know, one of the, he looks like he's going to be one of the next elites, sometimes really inconsistent in the playoffs this last go around.
Yeah, would it take like a Kyle Lowry or something to leave Miami to make that deal worthwhile? Because Jimmy Butler obviously would not be involved in something like that. And Durant wouldn't go to Miami if they're going to get rid of Jimmy Butler. But, you know, could be like a Kyle Lowry. It has to be, look, it has to be some high money guys. And
the first, that's the biggest part. Money's got to match up, as you guys know.
And one thing about the Hawks is they have some guys. You know, Capella's a $20 million player. Bogey's a $20 million player. Collins is a $25 million player. Hunter's attractive because he doesn't cost you a whole lot. And even if you extend him, you're talking about probably $11 to $15 million a year. So he's a piece that a team would probably want. And I didn't even look at what Herter's contract is. I forget what Herter's making. But you have assets and pieces. The Brooklyn Nets are not looking for draft picks. They're not looking for. They still have Kyrie and they still have Ben Simmons. They're going to want win now players.
Herter's got this year is just under 15. Then it goes to 15, 16, and 17 through 26.
So he's got a little bit of money that you could play with as well. But why not if for everybody that wants to dream big and everybody that wants the Hawks to not run it back and they want to do big bold strokes and things like that. Okay, you can't get more bold than what this is. And remember, we've joked and flirted with Kevin Durant in Atlanta
forever.
For a few different years now,
but
when it wasn't more realistic.
But now, if you just look at it, and this is where I just want to get the naysayers, as Squidbilly said, Bo's losing his mind. Again, you're the assistant brand manager. We can't have you getting down in the gutter with people on Twitter, Bo. You've got to, again, comport yourself with a degree of civility now that you are in management. But as far as, you know, normally he would be going nuts about this stuff because you get people that say, no, it's not an impossibility. Yes, the odds are long, but if you have some idea that, the Hawks could never. No, the Hawks are doing things. John just said it. I don't know what the Spurs' motivation is. I frankly could care less. We got DeJounte Murray. We got two. Who, by the way, they even share the same damn birthday. You know, Trey's dad was talking to DeJounte's dad on social media. So these guys are simpatico. They can't wait to get to work. And then you throw in a guy like a Kevin Durant. First of all, you'll never be able to get a ticket. It'll be the greatest buzz since Dominique was there in the old days of the Omni. It's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's not an impossibility because if you believe that he is interested in Phoenix and Miami, and those are the reports that are out there, Sham Sharania just picked it up, then they've got to come with an offer that's better than the Hawks. And we just told you we've got assets that could work.
Looking at somebody else on Twitter, some people across the league are saying they would not be shocked if a Durant deal comes later today or early tomorrow.
So you put it out there. If you guys think that Travis Schlenk is not on the phone right now trying to make that happen, you're nuts. The owner, we played it for you. We played it a million times. Wrestler is on record saying this. Yes, if something makes sense and makes this team a championship contender, he's willing to go do the luxury tax.
Well, and how many times does a guy like this be? If you're in win-now mode, as we think the Hawks are, how many times does a deal like this come along where you have to make a run at a guy? It's funny. I'll guarantee you the same people who are saying our naysayers about Durant, we're all excited about Deshaun Watson trying to come here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
Right.
So.
Look, I mean, the thing about Deshaun Watson, John and I argued about this back St. Patrick's Day week. We would have been screwed because you would have no building block picks. It's the NFL you build through the draft. The NBA, there's always going to be core guys you've had, but there's teams that have completely taken the Rams business model and have worked it in the NBA. You've seen it in the last three or four championships. You know, look, Golden State built a combination through the draft, but it's nothing like what the NFL is as far as how you get your team
right. Right. I mean, ideally, you know, look, the two teams in the finals this year did a good job of drafting their core, but you can also, if you draft your guys well, and the Hawks have drafted and now they have Murray as another star, you can also use those as assets to go get you another star
Correct.
Player, right? I mean,
Correct.
That's what that's part of what this is. So
I do think you look, you know, with the big when the big three went down to Miami, you had role players, you know, you had all these, you know, Udonis Haslem, he's been playing the league for seemingly 30 years, but you had like, who was it, Mike, who was the three-point shooter?
Mike Miller.
They had all those, that's the kind of roster you would fill out to make this work.
Now, to be fair, Miami literally had two guys under. They had Haslem and Dwayne Wade under contract.
Right.
They had a mid-level exemption they could use on Mike Miller. So they had their entire roster
right.
clear. Now, we don't have that, but the point is that right. we could go out. Look, there are enough. Because you didn't give up anything for Murray,
yeah.
there
See,
are
now,
assets
now
that
I
can
wish,
be used.
Now I wish Patty Mills hadn't opted out, because you could really make all the numbers work if you would move
sure.
like three pieces for their two. With Durant and Mills, and then you would move Herter and DeAndre Hunter and obviously John Collins.
And he may sign back with the Nets,
yeah.
but.
That's interesting, though.
Look, here's the thing. Why not? I mean, make a run at it. See yeah. what happens. I mean, you guys talk about you want change and this.
Yeah.
What is it? Everybody
yeah,
fears
yes.
change. Nobody fears
well,
improvement.
Well, I mean, this is the team. Remember, we had guys here we had to convince to make moves at the trade deadline for the Braves. The time. So, I mean, you got to be a winning city, to be a championship town, you got to demand more from your team, and you've also got to take some risks, you know, period.
Yeah.
And in some cases, and you've also win, and you also have to know when it's time to fold and when your team's not doing right. And we get that.
Let me
Falcons.
Ask you, if you have Murray, Trey, and Durant, are we instantly there with Boston and
yes.
Milwaukee as the favorites
yes.
to represent the East?
Yes, sir.
Of course.
Totally.
Of course.
Did you guys see when Brooklyn came to town? Remember Kyrie? I was at the game. Kyrie took about 50 shots.
You and I were there.
Right? And Durant was it was unbelievable.
Yes. Couldn't stop him. Couldn't stop. Look, he's still the best offensive right. player in the NBA.
And by the way, I just reached out to Dr. Daniel from North Atlanta Hair Restoration. We will get him the lid that he needs.
Oh, okay, good.
Squid, he's got that. He's been letting that thing go. He's got he's got that flesh-toned yarmulke in the back. We get Dr. Daniel on the job. Look at my lid. Look at my luxuriant hair,
listen,
John.
If
we can get Durant's hair back, too. We got the best hair guy in the world right here in Atlanta.
Now Durant's going to call into the show on a burner phone with a fake name and yell at you about this. You know that's who he does. What he does.
But no, listen, if you know he's been on with the TNT guys, right?
Right.
It's right down the street now.
He'll be
right across the street from those guys. So he could just walk over on an off day and go be on TV with those
guys. Two things, guys. If we can either by tomorrow we might be talking about DeAndre Ayton, which I'd be really happy about, and then we're a better basketball team. But if we get Durant, that's taking you to the stratosphere. You know, DeAndre Ayton puts you in the conversation you're talking about with
yeah.
Boston. With this, puts you atop the East. Now you can go and beat the Bucks. Again, you're going to fill it up with worker bees, guys. And, yeah, maybe Nate will have to play some of the younger guys that haven't been traded, but so
You've
be
had
it.
Four guys drafted the last 2 years. If you want a shot to bring mm-hmm. KD in, then you got a shot to see those guys and see what they're made of, right? I mean,
yeah.
you'll find out about A.J. Griffin and,
right.
and Johnson and Cooper and those guys.
It's an exciting time, as we said. I just think if you feel that there's no way, you know, there's no way in God's green earth this is going to happen, I think you're selling yourself short. Look, I'm not saying the odds aren't long, but it's not an impossibility.
No, listen. The idea that Durant is coming here is there's a lot that it would have to be worked through, and you're going to have to give up a lot of assets and things like that. And again, to what we've been saying, you know, he's going to want to have to play here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't dream big, you know, what did they say? You miss 100% of the shots
you don't
take.
It's my
right.
dad said it all the time.
Yeah.
Life's a contact sport. By the way, multiple reports from a couple of websites saying also that the Hawks and the T-Wolves apparently are the guys that are interested in DeAndre Ayton.
Oh, by the way, we are getting Jock Landale back in the deal with the Spurs. So we get DeJounte Murray and, it's been announced, center Jock Landale. So there's your center, Mike.
What's a Jock Landale?
That's your center of the future. If we move on from Capella and Okongwu and all that, he's with the Spurs.
He's Australian, 6'11".
Okay, there you go. So now we have the foreign element back.
He played for Melbourne United. Then he went over and played for San Antonio.
Rikey. All right, when we get back, it will be time for Yeah Man, No Man. Bo Morgan going to run all of that for us. And I'm glad he's not poo-pooing our KD to Atlanta deal today. We love it. Up next, Dukes and Bells.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Come app. Dukes and Bell with you on a Thursday afternoon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live in the Kia Studios. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes, hanging out with you here. And we'll get into some more conversation about USC and UCLA. Looks like they're headed to the Big Ten in a couple of years.
Insane.
And we'll get to that in our Dog report coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get back into this Hawks conversation as well, because KD wants out and we want him in.
We want you to come to the A. I'm telling you, man, it's not impossible. So, again, guys, you can go on Twitter. I've already done it. You can do it, too. And as we know, he definitely does spend time on social media when he's
He does a lot
practicing his basketball. You can go to at KDTrey5 and say, have you considered Atlanta?
Oh, why not? I mean, I know his wish list is Phoenix and Miami. What's wrong coming to Atlanta playing with those two guys?
Right on. Hey, let's get with our assistant brand manager here for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Squid Billy, and see how management's changed him in this segment, which
corporate
is called
Muckety
Muck. Yeah Man, No Man. Will it affect him?
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid fire questions. The executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan. Brought to you by the Aviation Institute of Maintenance. Visit fixjets.com to learn more.
Bo Morgan is our executive producer of the show. By the way, Steven is filling in for Chris the rest of this week as he is on vacation.
Stevie Gags.
Bo, what you got, brother?
Not much. Just a reminder that we are brought to you by the W Sauce on this segment. I don't know. I got – first off, Mike.
Yes.
I have been management now for not that anyone is counting, but about probably almost 10 days now. So it has not changed me yet. It has not changed this segment yet.
No, you're wearing your dress sweatpants today. I saw that. So
no, these are my yoga shorts, man. Not that so, I do yoga, but that's
how long before he says he can't produce anymore, you know? Because
that's the thing. Once you get a big time, it's again, I mean, yeah. He's multitasking, heavy as the head that wears the assistant crown, yeah. But we'll see. But yeah, again, I got him the picture's up at Mike Bell ATL. I found this thing online. One guy says, wow, man, that's kind of a really large nameplate. I go, yeah, well, I mean, I go big when I give presents for birthdays and stuff. So what do you turn 39, 40? How old were you?
You know, I almost corrected you at first, but yeah, 39.
There you go.
Kind of feel old. I can't believe I just did this. I mean, I'm extremely embarrassed about this, but Steven and I have been talking during breaks about, you know, things producing and that kind of stuff, and he said something that had happened to him, and I said, well, you know, back when I was around your age, and then I stopped myself, and I was like, oh, my God, I just did that. I just said back when I was your age, because Steven's only 28, so
right, right, right.
He's He's a young guy.
No, I mean, 39, it's funny. You know, 40 is a fun one. That's a big milestone. Yeah. 50, obviously. Everything in between is kind of like meh. You know what I mean? It's just you kind of turn the calendar.
Once you've hit 40,
right?
Then it's kind of like, okay, like I'm halfway done with life for sure, right. You know. So, and you're like, I'm not ready to get to 50. Then 50 hits, and it's like, okay, now right. We're 50. Now
my 40th birthday, we did a show at the Beau Rivage. You weren't producing that, were you, Beau?
No, I was. I was stuck. I think I was still intern. That was 2008, right?
Yeah, I was still interning. Former radio station doesn't exist anymore, but it was my 41st. We liked it so much, we did the same party the next year. And 3D, Dennis Scott was filling in for David Pollack. And so he says to me, we don't have to be on the air until 3 at that time. We're up 3 to 7. Mm-hmm. And so it's me and 3D, who you see on NBA TV. We're at the pool. He goes, hey, man, and I can't use the name because it's a derogatory name, but it's, you know, nowadays politically correct stuff. But it was one of Shaq's favorite drinks. And it's cranberry tequila and a little bit of Sprite. And we drank pitchers of that in the hot sun down there in the pool. And then we had to do a radio show. And it was great. It was the old, can't do that now at this station,
times,
but it was a different time.
Yeah,
exactly.
It wasn't corporate.
Having fun.
It wasn't corporate muckety mucks like Bo running everything.
Yeah. All right.
What?
Yeah.
Those corporations.
Chucker, you need to watch it or you'll have to go sit in my office with the big light and the big name tag.
Yeah, when does the rave start in Bo's office?
Yeah, again, in the lighting. Yeah. No, everyone who's made the comment to senior office, and we mentioned it yesterday in the program. It looks so creepy, Bo. You got to get
glow sticks or something.
You need to get a regular lamp with a lampshade and have some soft light.
Now, that is done for multiple reasons. First, to keep people out. Secondly, it just shows that you don't want to get caught in my office because, you know. You're going to sit there with that light.
It looks like a KGB interrogation center,
yeah,
as we said.
Yeah, so people can't lie to me.
All right, anyway, let's
tell me the truth.
Well, we just screwed around for 4 minutes. We're wasting valuable time. What's the damn question?
Well, I mean, I didn't have one. I was responding to you at first. I finally watched this show that you and Carl have been talking about called The Old Guy with Jeff Bridges.
The Old Man.
That was The Old Guy.
Yeah, I'm the old guy.
Old guy, old man, which one's the same? You're not the oldest guy on the show either.
That's true.
It is called The Old Man on FX, starring Jeff Bridges.
Really good. I've only watched one episode, but I was really good. Do you guys think John Lithgow is one of the more underrated actors in Hollywood?
Tremendous character actor, good in everything he's done. John Lithgow does.
Gosh, go back to The World According to Garp.
Yes.
I mean, he was great.
He was ahead of the curve
movies.
On the whole trans thing.
Yes.
But yeah, man, he's a tremendous actor. I mean, what was it, Raising Kane, where he does the multiple personalities?
Oh, I love the one where he's, what was the movie with Denzel Washington where he plays the bad guy?
I know the one you're talking about.
That's a fun movie.
But anyway, yes, he's got a lot of range, plays great character roles. Just real quick, without giving it away for guys who haven't seen it and the premise briefly, is that Jeff Bridges is a former CIA agent who did some things. You'll finally they kind of unspool what made him go underground and off the grid, and then he's discovered later. Obviously now he's in his 70s, and he's got to do spy stuff, and he's 70, and so that's kind of the premise. And he's being chased by guys who want to kill him.
Okay,
and it's pretty darn good, but it's not. But it's I probably made it sound like it's a Michael Bay movie. It's not the case. It's really clever, really smart. You'll love it.
Well, if you got those kind of actors, it's going to have a good story to go with it.
And they got the younger versions of those guys, and they found actors who sound just and look like them, which is really wild. It's not CGI. It's not like what they did in The Irishman, where they had they made a younger De Niro, but he's kicking like a 75-year-old man. Anyway, it really is. So you like The Old Man on FX, yes?
Yeah, I've only been to the first. Episode, but it was really good.
Well, how many has there been so far?
I think
there's two, three. Okay, three was last this week.
Yeah, so it's three, but it was good, but it is a little slow. It's much like, you know, the first episode of most shows where there's a lot of setting up. Only criticism I had, I thought they could have did a little more setting up in the first episode.
Then it gets incredibly violent. It goes from like there's a lull and then boom, and then all hell breaks loose.
Ricochet. That's the name of the Denzel movie, Ricochet. Thank you to everybody on Twitter.
John Lithgow, remember he had that crazy accent in Cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone?
Yes. Yes. That was not
you bastard.
That wasn't one of Stallone's better efforts.
Oh, you can't. Sorry, I use a phrase you can't say on the air, which isn't even a cuss word, but John Lithgow, he does like an English accent in Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Well, it has been made one.
Terrorist guy.
All right.
It's been made one by the. All right. Real quick, one of the things that I was reading, I've had this question all week. So there's been a lot of rumor who's going to call plays for the Patriots offensively.
Right.
You know,
Josh McDaniels in Vegas now.
Yeah, and there's been things where, you know, the old coach of the Giants and then the old defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, they're both working on offense. Well, the report I read is that many think Bill Belichick will actually call plays offensively for the Patriots. And apparently this is something that he saw his mentor Bill Parcells do at times. And basically, it's going to be the point where his son may call the defense to an extent, but Belichick could be at times calling plays on both sides of the ball.
What?
For the Patriots. They think it'll be less on defense with his son taking over, but, you know, I guess to throw, use the old yeah man, no man, do you guys think this is just a horrible idea and is going to lead to a bad situation in New England, or could it actually work? Because, after all, it is Bill Belichick.
I don't know about that. I got to be honest with you. I'm not sold on that idea.
I mean,
by any stretch.
He's had guys that have worked really well with him over the years that are truly not head coaches, but he's had so many good coordinators work with him. Why would he just not go find another guy to replace? I mean, say what you will, what those guys do after they leave, but when they're with Belichick, you know, say what you will about Romeo Crennel and those guys, but those guys are good coordinators, not good head coaches, but they're good coordinators. Why not find a guy? I don't know what his power trip is here.
I mean, what's Charlie Weiss doing other than eating donuts and living on that Notre Dame money? I mean, couldn't he come back and do it? Just call plays?
Why would he take the pay cut?
Yeah, I'm thinking like when Ron Earhart was the offensive coordinator for the Giants, and then it was Ray Hanley. Then Ray gave Ray Hanley the job when Parcells quit. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, Belichick's always the smartest guy in the room. I got to be honest, John. We always kind of just check, hey, he is the default setting. But, man, some of those draft moves have been a little funky lately, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing for them is they think they have their quarterback, which was the most important thing to try to find. But I don't know if he's on a power trip or what, but why not go find another guy?
And, like, I didn't like the way Josh McDaniels backed out of the Colts job a couple of years ago. I thought that was very, you know, undued. But he's certainly – whatever you say about him as a person, as an offensive coordinator, the guy would always – that's why I always say if you got a Patriots guy on your fantasy team, you're screwed because you never know what you're going to get week in, week out. They might run for 200 yards, and next week they're going to throw for 300.
Yeah, they're going to adjust to whatever the conditions are or whatever like that or whatever the team that they're playing. But it just seems kind of crazy for a head coach to want to take on – all of that. Plus, you know, he obviously does all the personnel stuff and everything as well.
Not to mention the Patriots are the sixth best team in the AFC.
Yeah, they're not the best team in their division right now.
Right.
How often do we ever said that in our lifetime?
True.
By the way, when you brought up Ray Hanley, I remember that. I went and Googled him real quick. Dude, he completely went off the grid. In fact,
he never coached again.
Well, he moved. Apparently, he moved to Lake Tahoe. And right before the 2008 Super Bowl where the Giants knocked off the Patriots, a reporter somehow
found him,
called him, and he said, hey, I just want to do – Hanley apparently was very unhappy about being contacted. He says, look, I'm just doing a Where Are They Now interview. And he goes, nope, I'm not the least bit interested. Thank you very much, and hung up. And he has not been heard from again. So
the New York media literally – John, it's like post-traumatic stress disorder. For those – I know not a lot of Giants fans here, but anyway, I'll back it up. When Parcells moved on, the media in New York goes, oh, Ray Hanley, the perfect coach. You know why? Players coach. None of the disciplinarian stuff, Parcells. None of the crazy mind games that Parcells would play. Well, and, of course, they went a 500.
Well,
they
who
went
was the guy that took over for Gibbs?
Rich Pettibone.
Yeah.
Defensive coordinator. Yeah, Homer Simpson. Yeah.
I mean, we'll just keep the lineage.
Well, everybody got old like awful. That. I've lived in D.C. when they went from Super Bowl with Gibbs to, like, they won one game the next year. It was unbelievable.
What were you called?
Mike Hammer. I know. Radio is like the witness relocation program. I was telling Gags about this the other day. But anyway, Bo, so the Patriots are going to literally do offensive coordinator by committee with Bill Belichick jumping in from time to time. Well, that sounds like a perfect plan.
The defense will be more time to time. There are thoughts that it will be all Belichick as far as play calling in the offense. It's many around the team. And some of his former guys think that's where he's going to go with it, which is kind of crazy. It could be. You never know with Belichick. He keeps things so guarded you don't really will ever know. But one thing you will know is that the W Sauce is bigger, better, bolder. And you can go to WSauce.com to find a retailer near you. It's my sauce that I use. I love it. I don't leave home without it. Chuckery's a big Fireshire guy, which is brought to you by the W Sauce. Steven, hit the assistant brand manager's music.
Which apparently allows him to go 2 minutes long on the segment. All right, John, yeah. We got rumors, man. Durant may be coming to Atlanta. What? Well, it's not impossible.
No, absolutely not. And we'll go on the sidelines with the dogs coming up. A big story developing about who may be headed to the Big Ten in just a couple of years. Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio. The game on SiriusXM app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.